This is the most insignificant yet
potentially most significant statistic of Super Bowl 57 I'm dispensing to you.
This is
ever Patrick Mahomes wears white.
Live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Today's guests, Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, Stephen A. Smith, Bears quarterback Justin Fields, 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel, NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci, Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith. And now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, for our second of 3 days of coverage of the big game coming up between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs for the right to host and hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy that is once again back here on the Rich Eisen Show. To the left of my desk, the most beautiful piece of set dressing in all of television is sitting right here on the Rich Eisen Show, once again live on the Roku channel, live on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate in Odyssey and Sirius XM, and our podcast listeners, all 3 hours, you're going to have a quick listen because this show will go real fast. We've got a ton of guests stopping by here today, live on our set, and the Super Bowl experience is going to be open to some crazy kids running around here and running 40-yard dashes and families from all around the country enjoying the big Super Bowl. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How
Rich,
are you today?
What's up, man?
TJ Jefferson. Emmitt Smith is stopping by today
Emmett's
as our
here.
Final guest.
This Eagles helmet's still here, so it's not a dream. They're really in the game, right?
Yes, they are here.
Wow.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see you. We've got Ja'Marr Chase stopping by here in just a few minutes' time for the Cincinnati Bengals. We have Deion Sanders stopping by here at the end of the first hour. Our second hour starts with Stephen A. Smith. We've got another Stephen. His name is Mariucci. He's stopping by here later on. Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears will be here. And as I mentioned, Emmitt Smith will wrap things up in style in hour number three, day number two here. The talk of this town, despite the Vince Lombardi Trophy being up for grabs between Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and 16-3 Kansas City Chiefs,
dude,
being up for grabs for Jalen Hurts and the 16-3 Philadelphia Eagles. The biggest game the whole country's going to stop and watch. The whole world will stop and watch, as we had Ian Eagle on this show earlier this week talking about calling the game for the world feed, international feed. But the talk here in this town, every single human being and every single human being certainly that lives here in Phoenix, talking about the fact that Kevin Durant is coming to town.
Bro.
The trade deadline in the NBA has interrupted Super Bowl week, and it has blown it actually up and off of the top of your news stacks wherever you acquire your news, and it stacks. Kevin Durant is coming to Phoenix in a wide-open Western Conference. That's all we've been talking about the last few weeks, is who is going to take over this wide-open Western Conference where all you need to do is go on a five-game winning streak and you can go from 13th in the conference right all the way up to four. Or if you're sitting there fourth, a five-game losing streak puts you right out of the running for even the play-in tournament. It is that close, it is that wide open, it is that ready. And just when you saw the Lakers acquire D'Angelo Russell back, let's not forget, that was one of Magic Johnson's first maneuvers when he stepped into the front office there, was getting him out because he wasn't the point guard, ready to be that point guard, D'Angelo Russell. Well, now he's back as a crucial piece for LeBron James and the Lakers to try and put something together in that Western Conference. And then a few hours later, Kevin Durant comes here as the Brooklyn Nets, after sending Kyrie Irving to Dallas, decide to break the whole shebang up and send Kevin Durant here for some good players and four first-rounders and a second-round choice. And you have to sit here and think the Phoenix Suns are going to win the Western Conference right now when Devin Booker comes back healthy and CP3 is distributing the ball and DeAndre Ayton is double-doubling his way through 48 minutes. That's the best roster that the Western Conference can put out there on the court. And people here in Phoenix are wigging out. They are flipping out. that they went ahead and made this maneuver.
Rich, I know you're not paying close attention to this, but
why
yesterday, hours before the trade, Phoenix 18-1 to win the NBA title. Today, second best odds, plus 425. Only Boston has better odds than Phoenix to win the title.
So they are now
number two.
But so that would make them number one in the Western Conference.
That would make them number one in the West.
Ding, ding.
There's no other way to look at this.
And you know, it's funny, when Kyrie Irving got traded on Sunday, you know, Chris Haynes from Yahoo had the report of like, and the Suns might go after Kevin Durant should he become available. We're like, yeah, no kidding, but why is Kevin Durant going to be available? Is Brooklyn just going to blow everything up?
And the answer is yes.
Yes, that's absolutely what they did. James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, their big three that Brooklyn thought was going to bring them a title, finally all gone in less than a year.
Hmm.
Crazy stuff in the NBA right now.
That's historically bad, right? Like, everyone thought that this team, that big three, was
historically bad.
Well, I mean,
they have nothing. And now Ben Simmons is the Will Smith gif, you know, at the end of Fresh Prince, just standing there looking at the empty house.
Well, it's Ben Simmons, Brooklyn Nets.
Where did everybody
Nets
go?
Now.
Well,
it's his Brooklyn Nets.
I mean, yeah, you're right, right?
Yeah,
with Spencer Dinwiddie might have something.
Well,
to say
with a couple of Mavs and a trio of Phoenix Suns that are showing up there, and all of those draft choices. And there's also a lot of chatter in this town. I wouldn't understand this, that Chris Paul would be traded before the end of the day. Why is that a large conversation right now? Why would they go ahead and get Durant and try and get now start focusing on getting Chris Paul's money off the books? I know Durant is an expensive player. You know, he's in a high rent district all by himself. Who would be that person on the Phoenix Suns staff to tell Kevin Durant that Chris Paul has now been traded?
Welcome, and guess what?
And guess what?
And point guard is out.
Your future Hall of Famer is out, too. I can't imagine they would do something like that. And now
maybe
you have to sit here and think Chris Paul is going to get his ring. This is his best chance ever to get his ring.
Rich.
That even if he does get that dreaded soft tissue injury or somebody else does, because something is always off with Chris Paul when he reaches the second round of the NBA playoffs, and he's lucky to just get to the championship round of his conference. This is it for him.
I mean, don't
I would
forget,
say this is his best last chance.
They were up 2-0 on Milwaukee in the finals, so that's right. The bar now. Like, Phoenix has to make the finals again
and win
and be up 2-0 on somebody, Boston, Philly, whoever comes out of the East. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Chris Paul seems snake bitten for that title, TJ.
He
so
really
I don't
does
know if they're really going to get it.
But now, like, look at what Chris Paul does, right? He can just be the grand facilitator. All Chris Paul has to do is worry about distributing the rock. He's got Booker. He's got KD. He's got two guys who at the end of the game want that last shot, who have no problem taking the last shot. Chris has just got to do his thing. You don't have to get the 16 points for Chris Paul. Let him distribute the rock. Let him do his little pull-up jumpers from 12, 15 feet, and the Suns are going to get busy.
How good do you think the Lakers are going to be now with D'Angelo Russell? And Russ is gone. He was,
Russ
by the
gone
way, a really crucial
well,
piece
man
for this team coming off of the bench as a sixth man. Now he's going to Utah. He'll be with the Jazz.
But he's going to get
and
bought
so,
out.
Shout
the
out Coach Fitz.
The expectation is that he's never going to play for them.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to be a free agent. So, I mean, really, the Lakers could just pick him back up for a veteran's minimum here in like a week. If they really wanted to.
Now, is that possible? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I wondered about that.
His role for what he was doing, for what he accepted, finally coming off the bench, being part of that second unit. And then, as we saw, he was out there in crunch time. He was part of the closing lineup and was playing well. LeBron sets a scoring record. People forget. Russell Westbrook had 27 points the other night. He was playing really well. And I'm like, I guess they just really wanted him out. You know, the reports of the halftime blow up with Darvin Ham. Maybe that finally had something to do with it, getting him out of there. But it's just interesting where he's going to end up now. He'd be on a fifth team in 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, word is, of course, I hear that the Clippers would be interested in him. That would be interesting. I don't know.
Why not? You guys were rumored to be in on Kyrie, too.
That's true.
And how about Kyrie Irving? This is what he had to say. This is a fascinating soundbite here, because it's just Kyrie Irving talking. He was, as we all know,
played
for the Mavs last night.
No Luka. So Kyrie came out, did his thing, scored 24.
You're never going to sit here and say Kyrie's not going to do his thing. It's always about the other things.
Man.
It's always about the other things. And right now, the Dallas Mavericks and their fans are in that first blush, beautiful honeymoon phase that you can recall as a Celtic fan and all Nets fans can recall when he first showed up and put out a video about how it was a childhood dream for him to play for the Nets. This is what he had to say about the Durant trade after his first game as a Mav last night.
I'm just praying for his happiness and praying for his well-being. We had a lot of conversations throughout the year of what our futures were going to look like. There was still a level of uncertainty. But we just cared about seeing each other be places that we can thrive. And whether that be together or whether that be apart, there's never been one moment where I felt like he's been angry at me for decisions I've made or I've been angry at him. We just tried to understand each other a lot better and grow as human beings, grow as brothers. His business changes so quickly. He's getting a little bit older. I'm getting a little bit older. I just love the competition now that we can be in the same conference, and I welcome all that. Get to see him a little bit more, probably playing against Phoenix a lot more, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Everything else in between, I just am glad that he got out of there.
Glad that he got out
of there. Wow. Did he just say, see him a little bit more? Like they weren't teammates? Like, how much more could you have seen him?
You
were in the locker room with him. You played with him.
I don't know. By the way, if the season ended right now, 4-5 would be Mavericks and the Suns. They would play each other in the first round. If it ended today, as we like to say in the media business, if the season ended now, and whenever we say that, season never close.
I forget who tweeted it last night because Durant trade broke at 11 here in Phoenix, so 1 a.m. Eastern, and someone was like, "I need a Suns Mavs playoff matchup in the worst way."
Here's what we want. We need a deep dive on what the hell was going on behind the scenes with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, dude.
From the minute they got Kyrie, from the minute Kyrie said, "I'm coming," and then the minute that Durant said, "I'm joining," and the minute that they said, "We're acquiring Harden," I need to know it from all of that, all the way through. I need to know it all the way through, all the way to the present moment. Well, I need it. I need the deep dive. I need to know exactly what he's talking about, that I never got upset with Kevin for his decisions and he never got upset with me for mine, and what he refers to as decisions, and what he refers to as, I'm glad that he's getting out of there. And, all you hear is what the there was all about bending over backwards as much as they possibly can to make sure that Kyrie Irving was a happy camper.
Yep.
And dealing with all sorts of ramifications from his decisions and also choices. And guy plays in 52% of the games when he was there and available. And the big three that they had, everyone was talking about championships, and it was one of the biggest fizzle moments you've seen in the NBA, and that's not a mark on his record. There's no accountability whatsoever about what went down for this organization in this town and that community. See ya. And so I say that to all Mavs fans who walked down the street with him last night. It was nice to see that Kyrie was like a man of the people, getting out there and hanging with fans.
Yeah,
but that's the way he walked in Boston.
Everywhere.
And that's the way he walked in Brooklyn.
Everywhere.
And this is the way he's walking in Dallas, and we'll see if this actually sticks. If he retires a Mav or he spends most of his, his longest stint of his career in Dallas, I don't know, man. It's just there's always one big bag of yeah, but with this guy. So we'll see.
The great thing is, in about 12, 13 years, Jeff Perlman will write the book. We'll get to figure out what went on.
It'll be a great HBO series.
Yeah, how this team blew up.
Called Whatever Time. That's what it'll be. Whatever Time. That's what this is. One's winning time. This is Whatever Time, because he was supposed to come and he's supposed to love this place because he grew up being a big Net fan. Now he's saying, I'm so glad that they're all out of there. Whatever. Is it because they can't run a franchise? I mean, they tried to get the biggest names all together because they all seem to want to play with each other.
Durant, Kyrie, that's three Hall of Famers.
They got Harden and Durant back together again. I mean, they had, and then just put in Kyrie instead of Russ. I mean, that was it. They actually got the band back together.
Rich, do you put this as a colossal failure on par with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville?
No. No, I don't put it.
They won one playoff series, right?
Well, Urban Meyer won one game.
Urban Meyer didn't even last one season. And you know, that was a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
Not ready for the moment. These guys are ready for the moment. And again, I don't know what turned Kyrie against management and what he felt was maybe leaving him hanging out to dry. I mean, come on. That's why I said I need a full deep dive. I don't know when it's going to come out. I don't know if it's going to be a TikTok that we get right now. I don't know, but I need it. So we'll take a break. Jamar Chase is making his way right here.
Nice.
And then Deion Sanders, and then Stephen A. Smith. And that's how we're rolling today here in the Super Bowl city that is now home to Kevin Durant. Before we take a break, Monster.com wants to help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. Because if you are looking to score your next job, this is where you now need to bring your A game. With this competitive environment out there right now, you need Monster.com. Because if you're looking to change positions and join a new team, Monster.com can help with millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers, knows how to match you with those job fits, and when you score the position, Monster.com salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. Get off the sidelines, go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Jamar Chase, when we come back right here, of the Cincinnati Bengals, then Deion Sanders, then Stephen A. Smith, and so on and so on.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
So we're back here on the Roku channel, and we're also back here now on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network, and we're thrilled to be here in the downtown Phoenix Convention Center right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Come on in.
I got to tell you, everybody, we have our ears to the ground here. We might have our own community inside the Super Bowl experience. We're the only show in here right now, and it's soon to be no longer the only show in here.
Everybody else is over there.
But we are walking. We're right next door to Radio Row, where many longtime listeners, first-time callers, are chiming in about the Super Bowl. And our ears are to the ground.
Yeah, literally.
I would proffer to say, 8 out of every 10, that would be 4 out of every 5 individuals that are predicting the Super Bowl and talking about the Super Bowl, are saying the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this weekend. And I understand.
That worries me.
All y'all out there think that the NFL media and the observers of it and all the talkers talking about it, we all love Patrick Mahomes so much it makes Henry Winkler blush. But everybody thinks the Philadelphia Eagles are hoisting this trophy to my left come Sunday night. Yeah. I am hearing that. Are you hearing the same thing or what?
I've been hearing it. I've been noticing it. And they got the best team, right? Chiefs have the best player. Maybe the two best players, but the Eagles are the best team. That's kind of what everybody thinks, right?
Well, we'll find out tonight at NFL Honors if the Chiefs have the best player, the most valuable player. They have them. I think they've got the offensive player of the year on the team in Mahomes. We'll see if he wins the MVP.
Is he going to win both?
It's possible.
Don't they normally split that up?
They normally split it up.
Offensive player of the year, it's kind of been like, maybe like that's Justin Jefferson. Yeah.
I don't know,
like
but that's what that's actually ascribing some sort of rational thought process to the voting community.
That's what we do.
So
I thought you were going to say it's following the script, Rich.
And that, yes, that they have the best, they have the best quarterback pass-catching connection.
Yeah.
As Mahomes and Kelce are throwing their way into the Super Bowl. I mean, into Canton one day.
For sure.
So they have that. But other than that, I think everybody believes the Eagles have the most deep roster front. And that they have the best team up front. And that they won the battle exactly there up front in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And we have Deebo Samuel on later. I wonder if he has the same thought process on the Eagles as Trey Lance ascribed yesterday, which is like, well, I mean, if you give us a quarterback who can actually throw in the fourth quarter, then we have a chance to win the game. but I do believe I'm hearing more often than not the Philadelphia Eagles the choice here in Arizona.
Does that
look
does
who's
that
joining us right here on the set right now is Jamar Chase, the Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, Jamar.
Good morning.
Pleasure to see you. Sit on down. We're on live Roku channel stream as well as terrestrial radio, Sirius XM. So that mic works is basically what I'm saying.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
How y'all doing?
Did you just wake up?
It looks like it still, huh?
Need some? Are you a coffee drinker?
I'm drinking some right now.
All right.
Yeah.
So you are a coffee drinker.
I am.
Okay.
When I need it. When you, I need it now.
You need it right now. All right, how do you like it? We can get it for you.
No, 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 I'm good.
You're fine?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you, Jamar.
Good morning.
Now that you're a couple of days removed from the AFC Championship game, what is your two cents on this Kansas City Chiefs team that we see here in the Super Bowl town of Arizona?
Yeah, Chiefs got a great team, honestly, man. You know what I'm saying? And Patrick Mahomes is an incredible quarterback. He's been doing this thing right now, especially while he's on injury, you know what I'm saying? And he picked his team up and put him on his back and, you know, taking him here. So, you know, he's doing a good job as of right now.
Do you think they're going to win this game?
I'm not going to say that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a good game. Philly has a great offensive side and defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like the Chiefs a little short on the back end because they got a young defense, you know what I'm saying? So, they're playing a big-time game right now and still got, like, a real young defense. So, if they pull it off, then, you know what I'm saying, then hell of a job.
What were you able to, in your estimation, exploit in the AFC Championship game against that Chiefs defense that you think is there for Jalen Hurts to do the same thing, too?
A lot of times, you know, I didn't really have too many looks for myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the looks went to T. So, him and Joe was on the same page a lot that game. I was trying to make as much as possible as I could do, you know, while I was getting doubled. But, you know, they played a good way, mostly double-double in every, like six and quarters.
Yeah.
You know, just slow us down a little bit, but they did a good job on how to do that.
Okay. So what do you think the Eagles can do?
They got to at least throw it down the field, man. You know what I'm saying? Throw it down the field. They got to start off low because I'm sure they're going to play underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, play over top of everything. So they got to start off stuff underneath. Just give the opportunities to Smith and A.J. Brown. You know what I'm saying? So,
what was that like in the locker room after that game, Jamar, in Kansas City?
Yeah. It was just a moment of silence for real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of frustration going on in the locker room. A bunch of guys wanted to win. I know I did as well. But, you know, emotions was really high after.
Did you seek out Joseph Hassan after the game? Did you
No, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I didn't. But I did see what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? Getting, you know, I feel bad for him. But he's a great player, outstanding player.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what did you and Burrow say to each other after that game?
We didn't really talk too much, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I love you, man. Congratulations. We'll be back. You know, that was our last words, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be back, and we both know that because we're both competitors.
Well, he's about to get paid. What about you? Are you thinking about that right now?
I'm not really worried about it. It's going to happen, bro. Like, I'm going to only control the things I can control at this moment, and, you know, I can control that, you know, at a short period of time. So,
right.
Just do it at a moment.
Is it going to happen this offseason, do you think?
Not mine, no.
Not yours?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
But for him, it will?
Probably, yeah.
Do you ever have conversations with him about that sort of thing?
Not really. I don't really want to get too much of his money contract stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's not my point of view to be in.
Okay.
But it'd be nice to see you.
Okay. And one last thing on the subject matter. Do you think the Chiefs utilize the whole Burrowhead conversation to get themselves all wound up?
Yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? You could see it. You could see them coming out doing warm-ups, pumped up, ready for the Burrowhead statements. They definitely took that and rolled with it. You know what I'm saying? Gave them a little juice and rolled with it. So, as they're supposed to.
But you didn't use that, did you? Did you use that phrase?
No, I didn't use it. I was going to if we'd have won. So. I was going to use it. Yeah.
You had that ready in your back pocket.
I really did. Yeah.
Yeah, they got really pissed about that.
It's all right. We pissed them off the right way then.
I guess you did. I guess you did. And they because you could tell that they heard all that. The Cincinnati mayor popping off on Twitter. Did you see that one too?
Yeah, I did see the mayor stuff. The mayor probably did a little too much there. You know what I'm saying? A little gassed.
Yeah, stick to proclamations of political.
It's not my point of view, but
okay, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I mean, whole business. So, what are you doing with Carnival and Pepsi Zero Sugar? What are you doing?
Yeah, so you got to go to www.pepsizerosugar. That's how you get a chance to win a free cruise.
Hey,
this is my second year in a row. You know, being a part of them, teamed up with it.
Yep.
You know, just want to give the rookies something to do, something to have fun with, and. That's the opportunity to get a free cruise.
Do you like going on cruises?
I've been on a cruise, yes. I went to Mexico one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's it like there?
It was all right. I got shook by the water one time, but I was still good, though.
So you don't get the seasick?
I don't get seasick.
Of course not.
It still scares me a little bit.
Okay, well, that's good. Pepsi Rookie Cruise. You enter a sweepstakes for a chance to win the very first cruise getaway, redeemable for up to 12 months on a Carnival ship of their choice. Who would you choose for Rookie of the Year this year? If you could.
Ooh. I really got the Jets brothers. Those two guys are nice.
Which is, you're talking about Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson and
Sauce.
And Sauce Gardner. Those two guys was probably my best rookies like that was playing period.
Well, you saw them in person, but that was early on in the season. That was really early on in the season.
Really early on in the season.
I think it was your first win. You were 0-2 and you went in there and you took care of business.
Yeah.
And you put it on the Jets that day in New Jersey. What was it like going against Sauce? What was that like?
He moves really good, man. I ain't going to lie. And he's long. He's a little taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
Linky body. And he's kind of fast, too. So, you know, if you got a cornerback built like that,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and he's already smart, then I think they're going to have a star over there in New York.
Okay, right. And Justin Jefferson, MVP of the league? Is that your choice for MVP?
Him or Burrow.
I know that. You can't go against your
quarterback. Thank you. I can't go against my quarterback.
I just realized I put you in that position. I'm sorry.
Like, I mean, I
just put you
right.
On a cruise without a life raft. My apologies. I didn't mean to do that. But, yeah, and so your choice to win Super Bowl 57, Ja'Marr Chase, is who? Is what?
I got Philly.
Everybody's on Philly right now.
Well, I just lost this to Chiefs, and right. I don't like them. So.
Yeah, but don't you want to lose to the team that won it all? Aren't you? That's my opinion. My opinion is if my team is knocked out.
I could see if we played Philly in the beginning of the year and we lost or something.
Right.
And then.
So you're bitter is what you're saying.
I'm pissed that they're in. Yeah, I'm a little salty. So I'm going to go with Philly.
Okay.
Just because they got a better roster. I just like their roster look. You know what I'm saying? Their up front is incredible.
Okay.
So that's another plus. Chiefs have to handle.
Okay.
And it should be a great game. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and I guess next year maybe. I don't know if their Eagles are on your schedule next year. Will you call it going into Hurts Head next year?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't even think that's the name of
that's
the
not
stadium.
The name at all. I don't know where I'm coming up with. I don't know.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Ja'Marr Chase, thanks for coming on. I greatly appreciate you zooming in during the season and then showing up here. How do you like your coffee? We'll have it ready for you right away. What do you like it?
I like about three creams. About three creams, like 10 sugars.
Damn. What do you like? So what happens when you're done with that? Don't you crash and you need another one after that?
I just drink a little water. My day's ready.
Okay, very good. A very hydrated Ja'Marr Chase, courtesy of Carnival and Pepsi Zero Sugar, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, here in the Super Bowl state of Arizona. Deion Sanders is making his way to the set, and then Stephen A. Smith behind him. That's how we're rolling here on the Thursday of Super Bowl 57 week on the Rich Eisen Show. back here on our radio network. And joining us here, coming up on the set right now. I'm sorry to make you walk, Prime. They won't give me golf carts here. Here he is. I know. There he goes. Deion Sanders, everybody. Here he is. There he is. Fantastic. Sorry to make you walk.
Wait a minute. Which one?
Right here.
You put the head on there?
He put the hat on there.
Come on, turn it down. What do you mean I put the head on there? What am I, logo? Yes.
I didn't know that.
Look at you. The head coach of Colorado Buffaloes football.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The comeback player of the year. 3 years running.
You know what? I'm taking my shades off and re-jizing.
Thank you.
Eyes are not tired anymore.
Thank you. How you doing, Prime?
How you doing, sir? Everybody
look
good?
Look at you in person.
Everybody's good?
Look at us. We're great. How are you?
Good. You got the crew, man.
What's up, Prime?
What's up, Prime?
Good
here.
To see you, buddy.
I love it.
Your favorite is TJ Mikey D, as in D's Nuts. There he is over there.
That's it.
TJ and Chris, Deion Sanders here, courtesy of Oikos.
I see Black Lives Matter now. I like that.
Come on.
Yeah. I just got to say the truth. Well,
since the last time you were on the show, Prime, you moved me from behind the
camera. You don't think I know that? You don't think I've seen that coming?
Get out of here.
Rich loves, too. Rich loves it all. Rich know how to make an adjustment. I love it. My humbleness. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Good. Everything's good.
It is, right?
Everything's wonderful.
You're recruiting like crazy already?
I'm trying, and we are knocking it out of the park.
Man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Colorado is, you know, I don't travel. I don't go anywhere. That was unbelievable. I mean, just for God to take me there and to see that every day, man.
It's beautiful.
Boulder. Oh, my God. And, you know, I've never.
You are an outdoorsman, by the way.
Yeah, but in 14 years, right. Yeah. I've never played in the snow. I never had to play in the snow.
I know.
So just seeing the snow and just going snowmobiling, it's unbelievable. It blew my mind. I've never.
You've never snowmobiled before?
I've never been in the snow like that. So it's crazy. And then it's not cold. Like 30 there is like hoodie weather. It's not cold. It's not like 30 in Texas or 30 in Dallas or 30 in, I'm sorry, Florida.
So you can handle this cold.
Oh, my God. I love it. I've adjusted my skin, my body, everything is adjusted already.
Already?
Virtually no crime. It was 4 weeks before I saw police. I stopped him. Hey! Just wanted to introduce myself.
Say hello. See how things are
going. What's going on?
How you doing?
Popping around here.
Boulder's finest.
Oh, my God. Boulder is unbelievable, man. I absolutely love it, Rich.
How quick can you build something there, do you think?
We have the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
We just did it.
Yes.
Yeah, we plan on doing it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Pac-12
yes.
football,
mm-hmm.
getting it done.
Yep.
All right.
That means we get the. I think we have two teams that we potentially play that. So that means you guys are going to be at one of those games.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
Absolutely.
Now,
just checking.
You know, I'm here for whatever you need.
Yeah.
You know, if moral support, actual
recruiting
real support
is what we need.
You tell me.
I just need you. You know, I may just text your name every now and then. Just drop the name on air.
Put it on Twitter.
Just tell the Buffs fans to just go at it.
Now
let's go.
I'm just going to remind you of what I offered. You years ago,
mm-hmm.
You know, way back when you and I with Mooch were doing Game Day Final and watching games
and
together.
We loved it.
We got Debo coming up later.
Yeah.
Now we've done the Debo because of our Debo from back in the day.
We had so many.
We did. It was funny. I got somebody sent a video the other day. It was put out there on Twitter. It was me, you, and Mooch.
We were just a darn family, man.
And then we, no question about it. And the one thing we always love to do is whenever they showed a highlight of somebody returning a kickoff, it's either a big play or a boo-boo.
Or a boo-boo.
Someone's going to fumble it.
Yeah.
So we had a great time. But way back then when I was watching games with you and you were screaming at players if they did that when you were coaching them, you would cut them on the spot.
On the spot.
And we thought, I don't know how this guy would ever be a coach. And now look at you.
NFL coach.
Right.
See, I couldn't coach NFL. I coach college.
Why is that?
Because I have a problem with very rich men not mm-hmm. wanting to do their jobs.
The business decision?
I have a problem. I really do. I have a problem with that. So
right.
I know I would go in at halftime and come back out with like 11 guys. So that's why I love college football. I mean, you can still have an impact because those guys want to get to the pro level so they can make money.
Right.
So there's still impact you can make.
Right.
So, I don't think I could be impactful in pro.
Because I offered it to you at the time. I said, let me set up your replay challenge system. Now, in college football, they just go ahead and do that for you, right?
Yep.
So you still don't need that.
I don't need that.
Okay.
And another thing we were arguing about, overtime, remember that?
Yeah.
We had battles about overtime.
Yeah.
I think the pros should adapt the college overtime.
You do like that,
I do.
Huh?
But it should start at the 45.
Yes, because you got to have kicking involved.
You got to have kicking involved.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you should get the ball at the 45.
Yes.
Yeah, and you good.
The 45.
The 45.
Because you do have to. Yeah.
Because if you get a first down, you kick the field goal. I mean, because the pros, 50-yard field goal is easy now.
Right. The thing I don't like, though, with the college system is now they just say screw it after two possessions, and it's now like a soccer, you know, finale where you're just like goal kicks and penalty kicks.
I get it.
Doing from the 1 yard line.
But you got to come up with your stuff. I like it because you got to come up with your best stuff.
Right.
In that overtime, it's not like a quarter, like a whole quarter. I like it.
All right. Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show. When was the first time you touched the Lombardi Trophy?
94. You see that Florida came at me then?
94.
I'm sorry, I'm a head coach then. 94.
1994. CEO coach Deion Sanders. The Fort Myers popped out.
And that's the best thing about it. Everybody know I'm going to be who I am. So when I sit in front of the mothers, you know, they looking for pride. You know, sometimes I forget that the mothers, they like, I thought Prime was coming. I said, oh, baby, let me go get it. And I come back in. Hey, what's up? I love it. I absolutely love what we do.
So the Fort Myers just slipped out of you.
Yeah.
Did you take it? Did you take the trophy home? What did you do?
I don't recall. It was fun. The journey is fun. Once you win, I was already next to the next year. Huh. Like, all right, let's go. Now what's next?
Because you were changing teams?
Right.
Is that what you're doing?
I didn't want to.
Right.
I didn't want to, but they didn't want me. So that I had to do what I had to do. But God always takes me on a path that then I find out why.
Right.
At the conclusion of it. And then we won again in 95.
So when you finally won a championship.
Yeah.
Because, again, let's not forget, I mean, how hyped you were coming out and how you lived up to the hype personally.
Yeah. But I think I exceeded it, honestly. Not lived up to it. I think I exceeded it.
Yeah.
Just let him know.
You
exceeded the hype. You guys got to chime in. So
okay, well, sit you there, exceeded.
Right? Yeah. Everybody getting a check right here. You got to do a little more now. You got to see. That's what I tell my staff. Everybody getting checks around here. I can't be the only one.
You're in charge.
Yes.
That's true. I'm in charge here, too.
Exactly.
I got to step up.
You got to step your game. You got to coach your coaches.
But I don't want them correcting me.
Yeah.
Coach your coaches.
All right. So
this is relationships. This is friendships.
You exceeded the hype.
We are friends.
Did this complete anything for you, do you think?
No. It's a wonderful team award, which that's what you play the game for.
Mm-hmm.
But you want another one. Then you got to find something else to challenge you. All men, we love challenges. That's what makes us men. That's what makes us who we are.
Right.
We love challenges.
So who wins it this time, do you think?
Philly's going to win.
Why?
It's another one.
I don't like what I saw offensively from KC. With the injuries and the lack of true playmakers, they just got to find a way to stop Kelce. Kelce is one of the best ever. He'll go down in history as probably the best ever.
Why does he get open so much?
Right. You got to find – because who's built to stop that? Linebacker can't run with him.
Mm-hmm.
DB's not strong enough. So who's built to stop that? It's not a man built for that.
Right.
And he has it. He has it all. And then he has a quarterback with maneuverability that can get him the ball. And they have a relationship that's unbelievable, that transcends on the field, off the field, is unbelievable.
Right.
This may be the best combination ever in the tight end and the quarterback. So if they just deal with that, and I feel like they can, it's going to be hard for KC.
What do you think of Hurts and what he's become,
love it.
Deion?
People doubted that young man. They've been doubting him all his life. The way it ended in Alabama wasn't kind, but that propelled him to Oklahoma, and he did his thing, you know? And the kid just, he's a winner. You can say what you want about him. At the end of the day, he wins, and he comes up.
Can you tell who that is just by talking to him now that you're walking in the living rooms and you're seeing more and more
We have different attributes. Smart, tough, fast, disciplined, with character.
Yep.
We're looking at that. Now, quarterbacks are different.
Yeah.
We want mother, father, dual parent.
Mm-hmm.
We want that kid to be 3, 5, and up because he's got to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad decisions off the field. at all, mm-hmm. because he has to be a leader of men. It's so many different attributes and what we look for when we see a quarterback. And you would love a coach's son. Somewhere that the coach has coached him, and I'm not going down my road. I see you smiling because
I know who your quarterback is.
He's talking about my son. I didn't just build a template for my son, but that's what really we look for in quarterbacks. Different positions are different. Like O lineman, I look for dual parent homes,
right.
A strong father that they adhered to,
right?
Smart kid, at least three. And above.
You're also describing Hurts.
Yeah, tough. Well. I mean, physical. I mean, offensive lineman. Defensive lineman is totally opposite.
What do you mean?
Single mama. Wow. Trying to get it. He's on free lunch. I mean, like, I'm talking about just trying to make it. He trying to rescue mama. Like, mama barely made the flight.
Trying to get out the mud.
I want him to just go get it. It's a whole different attributes that you look for in different positions, and we have that stuff just chronicled. We know what we want, and we go get it.
Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You don't have to establish me. I think.
No.
Got the but I love the way you re-establish me.
I always try. I love you, Prime.
Prime.
What are you doing with Oikos? What are you doing with Oikos?
Oikos is wonderful. We partnered for the second year straight.
Mm-hmm.
With Oikos to do something, do the unthinkable. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a talent. Everyone is exceptional in some areas of their life. And we just want you to gravitate to that and be consistent in that.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought my family. I'm talking my mom and them, my sister, mm-hmm. you know, both my sons and my daughter. And we have a family reunion. It's a picnic, and it turns into a competition. Now, in reality, I never go to family reunions. I've never been to one. I don't plan on going to one because you know what a family reunion is? Where's my close-up camera?
Yes.
It's an organized stick-up. That's what a family reunion is. That's what a family reunion is. And I'm not going. Whoever has money, he's going to get stick-up. He's going to get stuck up. You know, it's not if things ain't going well, God bless you. I'm not going to an organized stick-up.
Like getting robbed without a mask, Prime, right?
Huh?
Like getting robbed without a mask on.
Right. I'm not going to an organized stick-up. Who goes to family reunions? You ever been to one?
No.
Anybody been to family reunion?
No. I mean, when
of course,
Del
Tufo has.
Yeah, you just went to see.
I went for the food.
There you go. I'm not going to.
But this is not that type.
No, it's not
a family
type,
reunion.
But it turns into a competition.
So on February
12th, hilarious commercial.
Yeah, you can tune in the Fox Sports app and Fox Sports Now app to see the spot on February 12th. It's in pregame and in-game.
Yeah, and I'm an Oikos guy.
Yeah,
you know, I really eat the product. I love the protein of
Fantastic.
It because I'm starting to stay lean and mean and look the part. Because when I'm coaching like that, the camera shoots me, and I want to make sure I get it. I'm like, hey, and I know that camera's hitting the sides and the ribs, and I make sure I'm straight. You know, I think about all those.
Do you got to take on the Durant trade? You see, he's
how can
in?
You trade everything? Like, who's going to watch them now?
The Nets you're talking about?
Yes.
Well, they got two Mavericks and three Suns and their own guys.
I don't care if they got two pallbearers and three women. Like, you're talking about two Mavericks and three sons. Two pallbearers, two daughters. That's not a good trade. You trade away all your worth, your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie and Durant?
Yeah.
In 2 days apart?
Yeah.
You're not trying to win.
No.
What are you trying to do?
Well, what do you think about the Suns? Do you think they win this conference now? What do you think?
KD is KD, man.
Mm-hmm.
That man is. And we go back and forth on DMs at times.
I bet.
I love him. I mean, I love KD.
He loves football, too, apparently.
Yes.
He's a Washington fan,
yes,
right?
And he has the most distinct questions. He'll ask a real question about football, you know, usually when he hits me up. And I love him as a man, as a person, as a basketball player. I took a picture with him on the sideline in the Giants Stadium. I'd never do it again. I look like Bushwick Bill. I never do it again. I will never do that again. Do you see how long he is? Like
Bushwick Bill. R.I.P. Bushwick Bill.
He's 6'11".
Yeah,
he's like 6'13".
Yeah, and I'm sitting up there at his waistline hugging him like, hey, come on, man. Why would I even agree to do that mess?
Before I let you go, in the our end of the hour here, I saw you on your Instagram feed. Your son is on every Wednesday posting a photograph.
Bucky, where are you?
From the blast of your past. Where is he? Is he here?
Bucky, yeah, he's always here.
Okay.
Bucky, you working or twerking?
Can we put it over behind us here?
Nah.
What do we have right here?
Oh, my God.
Who is this guy?
That was a young Prime. And it was hot. But I wasn't sweating. That was in Columbus, Ohio.
Where's that chain right now?
I have no idea.
Do you know where any of the apparel is? Any of these apparel?
Nope.
It was hot, no. But you weren't sweating in the practice, what you said?
No, I'm pretty sure I was sweating.
One thing.
That was in Columbus, Ohio, though. I don't know what.
Columbus?
Yeah, I was playing for the Yankees.
AAA. Oh, okay. Yeah, AAA. Okay. So you're playing for the Yankees?
And the curl does look wet, prone.
The curl looked wet, but it was dry.
It was dry.
I'm just letting you know it was dry. And I wore black collars just in case. Just in case.
Follow the drip.
So this is in your Yankees years, huh?
Yep. I was trying to get to the big leagues, and he dropped that. That was an iconic shot. I had on EKs. Those shades was Emmanuel Kahn's. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Like a snake skin belt. I think the shoes I had on was called the gloves at the time. That's what we wore. We wore the gloves. That was like a South thing.
That.
Yeah.
And the hair's back. I know that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I got mad. I got a haircut yesterday. The guy went too far. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? I'm trying to hold on. Don't cut me back.
Every now and then when I'm getting ready and somebody who's, you know, with the makeup and they grab a scissor because there's a couple like right here in the front. I'm like,
don't touch them.
Please don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Oh my God, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
See, this is an inside joke that only we know is an iconic joke.
And we'll tell that story.
We got to tell it. Me, you, and Marshall, we got to sit down.
Gosh.
Oh, this is one of the best ones because the thing about when you're doing television. Like, where Rich is sitting, I can see him. I can see his eyes. And Marshall, I can see his eyes. Then you have the guest. And we've been together so long, we know each other. And we heard that word, don't touch it. It was like, hey.
He's referring to somebody during the makeup.
What was that about?
I love it.
That's my son. Say hey, Bucky.
That's the guy right there. Yeah. Fantastic. All right, everybody, check out the Oikos commercial with Deion Sanders and root for the Colorado.
You got to root for the Buffs.
All right, we'll be back with Stephen A. Smith on the radio side of things here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're still on the Roku channel another 60 seconds.
All right.
So we're still here. Yeah, I got a new partner, Prime. You got a new?
You do?
Yeah, the Roku channel.
I like that.
Yes.
They can't stop you.
And we got a gift bag. We got a gift bag for you.
You got a bag?
I got a Roku stick for you.
Is this some good stuff or some bull junk?
Oh,
that's
nice.
No,
it's nice.
That's nice.
That's a knapsack. Large now, right? You're not X.
Yeah, I'm large. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not X anymore. Okay. I'm leaning me.
Okay.
So that's nice, Rich.
You got a pullover there, like a water bottle, a little. You're not a coffee drinker, right?
Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker.
Okay, great. So you got a.
I drink coffee every day.
You're going to have, and then there's a Roku stick in there. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, you
got
to do something for the black folks, too, with your bag. Put some annihilators in there. Put a pack of annihilators in
Coach,
there.
Coach, by the way.
You know what annihilators is. Just put a pack of annihilators
Coach,
in
Coach, by the way, how was the barber situation up in Colorado? Did you find a guy?
We have a rotation of like three guys.
Okay.
Yeah, we found them.
All right, bet.
You know. They coming. And we putting another chair in there. We doing a whole locker room down there over where every game is going to be competitive. I want two chairs so the barbers can compete too. Everything.
So they get paid by the number of cuts they give?
Everything in there is a competition. Like all the games we're bringing in, the little dual basketball game. We got pool table. We got ping pong table.
So it's like Noah's Ark.
Because I'm Prime Lee Chin. So I love the ping pong table. I'm Prime Lee Chin. I'm Prime Lee Chin. I can play some ping pong.
Deion Sanders.
I play with the sandpaper stuff, the old pedals, the old hood pedals.
Old hood pedals.
Yeah. Love you, Prime. Right, thanks for coming here. We're back with Stephen A. Smith in a moment.
Humbleness. Oh. Oh, humbleness.
Holy crap. Oh.